Yeshaya Perek Hey. In this Perek, Yeshaya gives a harsh prophecy to Yisrael. However, as Yeshaya was considered the prophet of comfort, Yeshaya delivers this prophecy with a genuine good feeling attached to it, because more important than the punishment is the feeling state the person delivering the punishment is in. In other words, the feelings of the punishment often cause a greater impact than the actual punishment itself. In Pasuk Aleph, Ashira Nale Didi, Shiras doidi lecharmo kerem hayali didi bekeren bein shemen. I shall sing about my precious beloved song of his vineyard. Yeshaya starts the prophecy with a song. The Svarim HaKadoshim explain, it's great advice for a person to sing a Nigun Jewish song, as the song has the ability to penetrate deeply into a person's soul. When a person clarifies his good points from his bad points, he's in a sense sifting through himself to judge himself favorably and find his good points. This clarification process to bring out your good points is an aspect of Jewish music, as the word merakade means to sift, but also means to dance, because through dancing, a person can clarify his higher self from his lower self. And Pasuk Beis through Tezvav, Hashem compares Yisrael to a vineyard that a gardener had planted with great hopes and expectation the vineyard would fully grow and blossom. Great care was expected to be taken by the gardener to ensure the vineyard comes out perfectly right. However, the vineyard produced inferior grapes, as it was let to be overrun with weeds. It wasn't properly cared for. Yisrael was the vineyard of Hashem. Hashem had decided to let the vineyard grow thorns and become overrun, as Hashem will no longer let it rain on the vineyard of Yisrael. Hashem desired for there to be justice, but the land was filled with falsehood. Also note, the next steps are meant with great sensitivity to our listeners, as we are just borrowing the words of the Navi. Yeshaya then relates, onto those alcoholics and addicts who stay out all night going clubbing and partying, as they do not think of Hashem, as the nation has become full of desiring things outside of themselves and do not feel settled. Hashem will reveal himself and lower the people that are full of themselves and make his name great. In Pasuk Tezayin, it says, Vayigba Hashem Tzavaos b'mishpat v'akel akadosh nikdash b'tzdaka. Hashem will raise himself in judgment, as Hashem's name is enclosed with righteousness and charity. The Metzudas explains, when Hashem brings judgment upon the world, his name gets elevated. Hashem's name becomes holy through the tzedakah, charity and kindness of the kosher people of the generation. The Yalkut Shmoni and the Medrash Tanchuma both bring Hashem gets elevated in this world because Hashem himself prepares the defense attorney to fight for Yisrael in the heavenly courts. This comes from Hashem's amazing love for the Jewish people. The Sefer Sitkas HaTzadik explains, Hashem's mishpat, judgment, is really considered tzedakah, charity, as even when a person is sinning and doing the worst avarice in his life, Hashem still keeps the person alive and lets his heart beat. As long as you are still breathing, Hashem wants something from you. As our Pasuk says, Hakel HaKadosh Nikdash Bitztaka. In Pasuk Chaf it says, Hoya Omrim L'ra Tov V'L'Tov Ra. Woe to those who say the good is that evil is good, and that good is evil. Shamayim choshech la'or, va'or la'choshech shamayim, mar la'masok, v'masok mar. They say that light is darkness, and darkness is light, and sweet is bitter, and bitter is sweet. Gemara Pesachim Beis Amud Beis brings, Olam hazeh doyme le'layla. This world is considered like the nighttime, darkness, as we find ourselves confused about the darkness that seemingly permeates creation. It makes it even more difficult to discern what is good and what is bad, what is light and what is dark. However, when we search for the MS, truth, as Hashem's signet ring is signed with MS, truth, we can draw down the light of Hashem himself to help dispel the darkness we are surrounded by. In Pasuk Chaf Aleph through Chaf Tes, which is the end of the Perek, Yeshaya describes how Hashem's wrath will be poured down on Yisrael like fire on flax for not keeping the Torah, as Hashem is lo yanum v'lo yishan, doesn't drowse and doesn't sleep. Hashem's roar will awaken Yisrael and will come down upon Yisrael. And that's the end of the Perek. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.